Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Lori Gonzalez, who's the vice president of the Decay Devils in Gary. And Decay Devils are, you Decay Devils are just always in the news, Lori. How do you manage that?
Friends in high places.
Well,
just trying to do good.
That's a good thing. Yeah, and it just seems like you're always making inroads towards achieving your goals of preservation and making people aware of the historical significance of buildings in downtown Gary and elsewhere. And, of course, we had a wonderful opportunity to collaborate a couple of years ago when we did the Haunts exhibit at South Shore Arts. And and then later presented that at various sites in Gary as well. So I enjoyed that experience, and now I want to hear all about the annual Cheesecake in a Jar fundraiser.
Okay, well, quickly I'll explain. It was our first year. We were like, we lost money on a big event, and we were like, how are we going to raise money? And previously, before, you know, Decay Devils even existed, we hung out and we used to, like, do cheesecakes and wine and, you know, just hang out. And Tyrell, the president, makes an amazing cheesecake. So we were just like, hey, we should just sell cheesecakes. And then it was like a whole cheesecake. And then we went to California, all these really cool jars, you know, and we had cheesecake in a jar. So we kind of, like, you know, borrowed that idea and brought it over here. And it's just been, like, our annual thing since, like, maybe, I want to say 2015.
Oh, wow. So this is the fifth anniversary of the Cheesecake in a Jar in Northwest Indiana. That's great.
Oh, well, they're $10 a jar now, and they're 16 ounces. They used to be 8 ounces. Now they're 16. So,
well, I'm glad you're evolving. That's great. That sounds so fun. But speaking of fundraising, you also have a more serious goal with your capital campaign, because you actually own Union Station in downtown Gary, is that right?
That's right. Yes.
And that's obviously going to take some upkeep and some serious money to rehabilitate for your purposes. You have a $2 million goal.
Yeah. So within that $2 million goal, we recently were contacted by an outside company that was interested in giving us support, but we needed to get our tax credit before, you know, they commit. So we started the application for the historical tax credit, and we learned that we needed all these architectural studies done, and we've gotten some bids, and, you know, some are like $500,000 and some are around $3 million. So we're like, oh, we definitely need to, you know, raise a lot of money. And then as far as, you know, getting that money for the architectural fees so we can, you know, complete the application for the historical tax credit is super important. And then whatever money we have left over, if we reach the $2 million goal, we would like to stabilize the building so we can use it, you know, before we actually restore it, you know, to, like, I guess, I want the community to be able to use it fully. So, like, if we restore it and we just stabilize it, it'll kind of resemble, like, maybe the bathhouse in Marquette.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, hey, we could still raise money and we could still have functions here, but, you know, the ultimate goal would be restore it completely so the community can use it all year round.
Well, in addition to raising money, what other programs do you have going?
Right now, okay, we won a grant through Legacy Foundation. It was a $50,000 grant to run a program that we created called 1906 Initiative, and that was basically finding the leaders, community leaders in the city of Gary. There's little pockets in different neighborhoods all around, so we wanted to bring all the leaders together so we can work to one common goal and try to teach people, like, hey, how we do things. So this includes fundraising, grant writing, place activating. So we've already had a fundraising seminar that was in person. Everybody geared up their masks. And then we just recently had a place activating webinar couple weeks ago, and now we're trying to create a grant writing webinar, which is basically, we wanted it to be for the 1906 initiative partners, mm-hmm. but we've opened it up to the community so everyone, you know, mm-hmm. it's a free event, and, you know, it's basically just, hey, learn as much as you can, and it's for everybody.
Well, Lori, we're running out of time, but we want to have you back on another occasion when we can talk more about your projects, because they're really worthwhile, okay. I know. So thank you for being here today, and thank you, listeners. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.